USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Mike Pence with a promise to the CPAC crowd near Washington, D.C.
We've been working to remove dangerous criminals from our streets in record numbers, enforcing our immigration laws and working to secure our border. And we've already started to build that wall. And I'll make you a promise. Before we're done, we're going to build it all.
Investigators in Florida are trying to figure out what led to a shooting at a West Palm Beach VA hospital. Former VA employee and current patient Elisa Darcy tells WPTV she's had concerns about the hospital and safety for a long time.
I think security measures need to be implemented. I think more mental health staff needs to be provided after hours.
A 59-year-old double amputee vet is accused of opening fire at the hospital. This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
You can add another Democrat to the 2020 White House field. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the latest.
This is our moment.
Washington State's Democratic Governor Jay Inslee, now jumping into the 2020 race, announcing on Friday morning in a YouTube video.
I'm Jay Inslee, and I'm running for president because I'm the only candidate who will make defeating climate change our nation's number one priority. We can do this. Join our movement.
The 68-year-old Inslee's represented Washington State in Congress for over 20 years before he was elected governor in 2012.
There's an open letter in the New York Times today urging Amazon to give the Big Apple another chance. A group of lawmakers, union leaders, and CEOs, including the heads of MasterCard and Goldman Sachs, are asking Jeff Bezos to reconsider his company decision to abandon plans to build a second headquarters in Long Island City. The Amazon CEO pulled the plug 2 weeks ago following organized pushback by some of the local officials and residents. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Conservative Political Action Conference kicks into high gear in Washington, D.C. on Friday. Speakers at the annual gathering known as CPAC include Vice President Mike Pence, Texas Senator Ted Cruz, and Saturday, President Trump himself will speak again at CPAC. After announcing in October that his leukemia had come back and he would be taking a leave of absence from the WWE, WWE champion Roman Reigns announced that his leukemia is in remission. He was back in the squared circle on Monday night and joins ABC's Good Morning America to discuss what it was like to be back in front of all those fans.
It was amazing. You know, it's one of those things that I just thought about over and over, and I just knew in my head, you know, this journey is not going to be complete until I get to step foot back in that ring, you know, and I get to address my fans, and they were just so gentle with me and just so gracious, and they just sent so much love, and I just wanted everybody to know, and I was so nervous last night.
Really?
So nervous, and I don't even get nervous. Mm-hmm. I'm fine right now. Mm-hmm. Main events of WrestleMania, all good, but I think because it was just so close to the vest that it just really, you know, the perfectionist came out and the OCD came out, but everybody was so great. And the love, you know, through this whole process, the support is what was really overwhelming, you know, to be able to feel that from the whole world, from everybody, you know, all the prayers, all the blessings.
Please remember, you can always check us out online at usaradio.com and on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.